Let's go to the freaks, the craziest, freakiest stories the interwebs provide on a daily basis, often right here in the great state of Florida. Like this one, Mo.
All right.
Orlando.
All right.
A man has been arrested after residents of an Orlando apartment complex, no offense, Jericho, caught him working out in the community gym.
Okay.
Now, he lives there, apparently.
Sure.
Deputies say they arrived at the apartment complex where the leasing consultant informed them that she witnessed a tenant working out in the community gym. She have identified this man as Kerry Haynes. Here's his picture. Good old Kerry Haynes.
All right, yeah. Looks like he likes to keep in shape.
New year, new me, want to get in shape. A maintenance worker at the apartment complex told deputies, walked over to the gym after the leasing consultant told him about Hayes. When he walked into the gym, Hayes was on the exercise bike.
Okay.
Getting his sweat on. Riding
that,
the bike.
That cardio.
Problem is, he was nude.
I was going to guess that.
He was completely naked. Getting his exercise on, man. You got to get that. You got to get that deep sweat when you're trying to burn those calories. You know what I'm saying?
Let me tell you something. I'm never riding that bike. I don't care how much they scrub it.
When you tell them to go, like, you say, listen, man. You got to go, and you go ahead and take the bike with you. That's what you got to tell him.
All right.
Ew. Maintenance worker at the apartment complex told deputies he walked over to the gym after the leasing consultant told him the man was in there. He told deputies he saw Haynes riding the stationary bike nude. The arrest report states the worker asked Haynes what he was doing, which Haynes replied, quote, "What the hell do you think? I'm working out."
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I'll give them that.
They told the man that they had contacted police and told deputies that Haynes left the gym en route to his apartment. So he got up and was like, hey, we're called police. You can't work out naked. He's like, all right, I'm out of here. Got up, walked to his apartment.
Okay, he didn't know the rules, Gio. Is the man a criminal because of that?
Deputies say that when they left the gym, because they got there, he was gone.
Right.
They left the gym. They were flagged down by a landscaping employee at the apartment complex who told them that some naked guy was laying in the grass pleasuring himself.
Oh, ah.
Guess who it was? Take a guess who it was.
The same guy.
It was old Kerry Haynes.
Go ahead.
So after he got his nude workout on, then he decided to, you know what, I'm going to go back to the apartment. Before that, though, I'm going to go ahead and lay down here in the grass and, you know, take care of business.
Oh, he's going to be all itchy.
Yeah. Deputies found the man pleasuring himself near the pond and escorted him back to his apartment. Deputies then entered the apartment and found his clothes lying on the living room floor. So he dropped his clothes in the apartment and then went to the gym.
Right,
no,
right.
Just no regard. Just nude. Walked around the complex and then, you know, doing stuff.
I don't go back to that gym until they replace that bike.
I go up to the leasing office and say, listen, I think we're in breach of contract here.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and move out this weekend.
Yeah.
And you're not going to charge me the cancellation fee.
No.
I'm not going to be paying the rest of the year's worth of rent that I owe. There was a naked man pleasuring himself outside by the pool.
Yeah, after he had been...
After he worked on the community gym on the elliptical.
Yeah, nuts eating the elliptical.
Don't they have those nudist places where people actually live?
Right, that's fine if that's the place.
Do they work out nude, too, or are there rules?
You can't put your naked ass on a workout bike.
I mean, I don't know what their rules are. That's what I'm wondering.
Do you pro-nude workout? Is that your thing?
No, I think you get more of a sweat with the more clothes you have on.
Well, Kerry Haynes
so
doesn't think that. You know?
Kerry Haynes ain't about that sweat life, Gio.
I mean, okay, so you're on your exercise bike.
Right.
Stationary bike. Nude.
Right.
Working out.
Right.
I think I'll let that go. Hey, listen, man. What are you doing? You can't do that. You got to get the hell out of here. Now, we're taking the bike. You know, we're going to charge you for the bike.
Oh, yeah.
That's your bike now.
Oh, yeah, right.
But listen, man, you can't be working out naked in here, no clothes on.
Yeah. You take that bike with you.
Don't do it again. We're going to charge you for the bike. You'll notice it's on your next rent. And, you know, just get out of here, all right?
I like your style.
But then when he goes off and takes a, you know, pops a squat out by the grass in the pond... Well, you know, I'm sure it had like little fountains. All the apartment complex have the fountain with the pond with a fountain.
Yeah, of course.
Yep. When he takes a, you know, pops a squat there and then starts, you know, doing stuff, I think that's when you, that's where we lose you there.
Well, my gym has a camera, so I'm wondering if there was a camera that videotaped him working out.
You're into that kind of stuff?
No, but that just would be funny.
Are you into that?
Yeah.
I got a website. I got some websites you can, where you can find. I'm not even kidding.
JimCam.com.
I'm not even kidding. There are workout videos of people working out nude.
No, I just mean, like, I just want to know how he acts. You know, like, I don't know.
You go to the Pornhubs.
That's not what I'm.
You go to the X Hamsters. You go to the Tube Galore websites. They have full category. No, Jerrica, listen, if you're into that kind of thing.
I'm really not.
I'm cool with it because, I've watched some of those videos myself. Mm-hmm. They're all right.
They got what you need.
I was just curious.
Yeah, of course. No, we've all been there. Yeah. We've all been curious.
Young girl's curiosity.
I'm just telling you, I'm the key to ending your curiosity. I can show you how to find these things. There's a whole category of people working out.
I'm good.
Nude.
I just thought it would be funny.
You said you're curious. It is funny.
I thought it would be funny, not because I'm curious.
It's it's a laugh, man. You ever see a guy, you know, working out, doing Pilates with no pants on? That's a sight to be seen, man. Let me give you the sight. I'm going to write it down for you.
No, I'm good.
All right. Freak! I can't help her, Mo.
Yeah, I know. You try.
She expresses that she's into something.
And
that she's curious because she thinks it'd be funny. I say, listen, I know exactly where that content can be found. And then you're over here blushing and stuff. I don't get it.
Because it's gross.
I'm trying to help you. Help me help you.
I'm good.
Help the man help you.
Pass.
All right. Well.
But thank you.
Let me know. Oh, she gave me a little wink wink. Yeah, no, it's okay. I get it. You don't want to be on the, you don't want it out on the radio, but I will, I'll give you the website. Xhamster.com. Pornhub, too. It's a good one. Categories. Category section. That's the top left-hand corner. Just click there.
Moving on.
Little drop-down menu.
One.
Workout. Rockledge, Florida. Mo, you ever been there?
No, sir.
I'm going to tell you about Misty Dawn Cardwell. She's 29 years old. She's got a little bit of heat on her, you think? Not bad?
Not bad.
The neck tattoo's a little off-putting, but I'm not going to get mad at her. This looks like somebody would be hanging out with Jerrica for some reason.
I agree with that.
Wow, I feel like that's...
That's what?
Like profiling.
Why? She looks like somebody you'd be friends with.
Uh-huh.
What's so profiling about that?
Sure.
Neck tattoos?
Or the hooped earrings? I don't know.
Oh, I didn't even notice that. You have hooped earrings?
Yeah, I actually do.
See?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, exactly. So why is that profiling? You guys would be best friends. You could share your big-ass hoop earrings. Misty Dawn Caldwell showed up uninvited to her ex-boyfriend's house. Now, see how this plays out, Jerrica. You're probably going to be in this scenario sooner than later.
Bad move.
She shows up uninvited to her ex-boyfriend's house, according to the police report. Caldwell then grabbed what when she got inside the apartment?
Maybe a knife.
Oh, damn.
That's
how you're going to do it?
Yeah.
That's how it's going down with you?
No.
She walked into the apartment, went to the sink, grabbed a metal frying pan,
all right,
and hit her ex-boyfriend on the left side of the face.
Bam! How you like me now?
He suffered a laceration and swelling to the left cheek, but refused to be transported to the hospital, police say. He ain't going to go out like a bitch.
No.
Like, listen, your ex-girlfriend walks in, grabs a frying pan, and cracks you upside the face. You turn down the medical attention.
Yeah, you have to take that one.
Yeah, but does it say why she did that? Not saying that it's okay, nor should she even be there.
Crazy bitch!
The victim informed Caldwell he was calling the police, and she began to leave the property. Before leaving, Caldwell purposely hit her head on a light fixture above the victim's sink, causing the light bulb to break, report said. So she was trying to hurt herself. Say, listen, he hit me. I was just defending myself, officer.
Right. Yeah.
When police arrived at the scene, Caldwell complained of a head injury and was taken to the hospital, report says. Deputies say Caldwell and the victim have not been been together since 2008. Mm. How long have you been together? What year did you get together?
I don't know. It's 8 years. I don't even know the math of that. 2011.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They've been together since 2008, but share a child.
Nope, I don't got that.
She was arrested on charge of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon.
Yeah, you got to break up with her on this one.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
You get hit up.
That's crazy. First of all, what are you doing going to your ex's house anyways? Why?
Nah, man. That
and uninvited?
She's stone cold crazy, yeah, Gio.
You don't think so?
No.
That's like a booty fet. Yeah. She got that booty fet look in her eyes.
She crazy. She got the crazy eyes.
Yeah. So. I mean, frying pan to the face.
Yeah, you got to let that. You got to let that one go. You have to get full custody of the kid and then, you know, cut all ties.
Some chicks are worth a frying pan shot.
Yeah, but that too, like you just mentioned again about the kid. Why would you want to risk your kid? Now he could possibly get full custody.
What if he was cheating on her?
Still, you need to like hold it down. Worry about your kid.
So will you find out that Billy's been cheating on you? You ain't going for the frying pan?
I mean, I can't predict what would happen.
You're not
going to
take off your hoop earrings and get loose?
Yeah. Jerrica, be honest.
I'm being honest. I couldn't predict what happened.
Which means you're going to be swinging.
Because I am, you know,
You walk into the apartment, and a girl runs out of the bedroom. You're telling me you're not going to get to swinging?
I don't know what I would do. I'm being completely
Jerrica.
Honest.
And her ninnies are hanging out.
Her ninnies.
I really couldn't tell you what I would do because part of me would be shocked and then part of me would be upset.
You get home early because the show gets canceled.
Yeah.
So you're home because, you know, everybody knows where you're at on the radio.
Yeah. Right.
You're here. You go home early.
Yeah.
You walk up to your apartment and then you start hearing some stuff going on.
Yeah.
Like two cats fighting.
Exactly.
Okay, see, honestly, I would probably, if anything, I would go after him more than her because what if she didn't know about me? And anyways, I'm not worried about her.
But that's what we said.
Yeah.
Are you going to hit Billy? You going to hit him?
No, I'm not saying I would hit him.
Now, what happens when she says,
I don't think that's.
She says, who the hell are you?
Yeah.
What do you say?
I would say, I'm. I can't.
She says, who the hell are you?
I know. I was going to say something.
What do you say?
I have to think about it.
You have to think about it?
Yeah.
She says, who the hell are you?
I almost cursed.
Well, don't curse.
Yeah, don't curse.
Who the hell are you?
No, I would just tell her that I am his now ex because I wouldn't want to be with him.
Oh.
But, you know, in and know
what
a
she
raging
says?
Way, I'm sure.
She says, you know who I am? I'm his fiance.
Yeah!
Oh, okay. You got jokes now.
I'm his fiance. That's who I am, bitch. What are you?
Yeah.
And then she goes, look at the ring.
Yeah, she says.
And then
what I want to know is why are
come
they
to
in
find
our
out.
Apartment? Why are they not in their apartment?
She's fumigating.
Exactly. Come to find out, you're the side piece.
Yeah. Oh,
After what a turn of events.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm telling you, this needs to be in the Purga twist too.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, that's not happening.
Absolutely.
She says,
8-year-old side pieces out there.
You walk in, her ninnies are out.
Yeah.
And she says, who the hell are you? I'm Jerrica. I'm his girlfriend. And she says, well, I'm Erica, his fiance.
That's
pow,
weird.
Ring right in your face.
Yeah.
Your face.
Then what happens?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you. All I'm getting
you
back
to. You take off
the
your
kid,
hoop earrings?
Maybe I would probably take off my hoop earrings. But I would think about my kid. That's my point.
Oh, yeah.
Because you got to.
Well, there's no kid in your scenario.
Yeah.
So then what do you do?
But we started with her scenario, and that's what I was
This is your scenario. This is the movie you're in.
I couldn't tell you. I would probably go crazy.
Yeah.
But I can't tell you what I would do. The Puerto Rican in me would definitely come out. That's all I got to say.
I'm the fiance, bitch.
Yeah.
You need to step on out of here.
Get the hell out of here.
I don't know.
Yeah. You're the side piece.
Yeah, take the trash out while you're on your way out.
Yeah.
She picks up the garbage bag, Gio, and throws it in the chair.
She says, where's your ring? I got mine.
Shut up.
Oh, I'd give money to see that.
Oh, man.
That's rude.
Listen, I'm just saying.
You wish that upon me?
No,
that's basically what you just said.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying.
I think this is the next movie.
You could be right.
It's fine, because in real life, I know that my man is not cheating on me, nor will he ever.
I don't know.
Jerrica, you
I found a good one.
You're tempting the fates.
8 years, no commitment.
Yeah, when you're part of that slinging life.
Well, when he's ready, I'll be there.
He married to the weed.
But,
he married to his job.
He might be married already.
Yeah,
What if you walk in and she says, who the hell are you? I said, I'm the girlfriend. She says, well, I'm his wife.
Yeah.
I don't know. You guys are trying to make me think of this as if it's going to be
a
thing.
Would you still want to be invited to the wedding?
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, sign me up. Please. Can I be in the wedding?
If while you're taking the trash out and picking up your clothes and packing your bag, if she says, hey, I'm going to still let you come to the wedding.
Yeah.
No, God forbid.
Because I know you're close with Billy's family, which is now my family, what she says.
No, and first of all, his family would not allow that to happen.
Well, they don't know.
Yeah, they don't know about it. Yeah. Billy's a man of mystery. Many secrets. Yes, he is.
He knows how to work. Yeah. I can tell.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
When I run the game.
When I hung out with him, I could tell. I was like, okay, this
when
guy.
When you hung out with him that one time in Geo, you never even met my man. So,
I know. How do you know that?
Yeah. You don't even know he married.
Yeah.
How do you know that he was Geo?
Whatever.
Telling you. You know? You know, he's got burner phones and stuff. Yeah. Just like The Wire, dude.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah. Burner phone. Billy's got three phone numbers.
I know his password, remember?
Yeah. To the fake phone.
Yeah, you got the fake phone.
You ain't got the burner phone where he talks to his fiance.
Yeah.
You ain't got that phone.
Yeah. She don't even have his fake Facebook number.
He doesn't have Facebook.
Not to you, he don't.
No, just in life, he doesn't do social media.
Yeah. With you?
Yeah, again. With you. Oh, my God. I'm not going to explain myself again.
His fiance just updated her status.
Absolutely.
Says taken.
Woo!
I'm sorry. Listen, I'm on your side, Jerrica.
Are you?
Yeah, I think that guy's a scumbag. You shouldn't have ever done that.
He's a good man.
He had a fiance? You call him a good man?
Yeah.
He does not have a fiance.
He had a fiance and made you the side piece for 8 years, and that's a good man?
Not.
No.
Yeah. Remember that movie, 12 Years a Slave?
No.
They're going to be 8 years a side piece.
Yeah. and there's your movie title.
And there's your movie. 8 years a side piece.
Real Raw Radio.